7:48 in the morning. It's going up to a drizzly, foggy, rainy 70 degrees at 8 o'clock. Andy Barwitz from the great BarwitzReport.com will join us. But first, every Friday at 7:45, we talk about great goings-on, fun things to do in Greater Boston over the weekend. And what better person to talk to than about Boston than somebody from New Hampshire? Carl from New Hampshire, good morning.
How long are you going to use that intro?
As long as you're here, which probably is not going to be very long the way things are going.
Yeah, I know it's not going too well.
I know, it is
hey,
what it is.
Happening?
You're cheap. We can afford it.
I think it's going great, Carl.
Now,
thank
Carl.
Thank you, Marjorie.
You're welcome.
What exactly, start with your hottest. I mean, we usually build to a crescendo. Let's start with a crescendo and then sort of fade away. What's the huge event in Greater Boston this weekend that nobody should miss?
It's the greatest show on earth, Jim. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
No.
If you have not seen this and you got kids, even if you don't have kids, you got to see this show. The 14th, the TD Garden. See the Flying Cacheras do their quad somersault. The Poo Yang Troop on a double trampoline.
No.
And listen to this.
Yeah.
Governor Chris Christie is going to dance on a barrel with a tiara.
You know, I'm surprised they haven't banned the animals at these circuses yet. That's coming soon, these PETA people. Don't they get upset every year when they have the elephants marching across this Lenny Zakin Bridge or wherever they come across?
Yeah, how about that, Carl?
Isn't that a big, you know, complaint?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, if I was an elephant, I would much rather be having my leg gnawed off by a leopard than traveling and staying in the finest hotels in the world with a circus.
That's
and
true.
By the way, yeah. I traveled with the Poo Yang troupe in high school, but it had nothing to do with the circus.
Okay.
No, we
thank
didn't have
you.
A trampoline either.
Okay, fine. Let's just leave it right there. Okay, that's the highlight. What else we got going this weekend, Carl?
I also want to mention, if the circus is sold out, there is another circus on the Rose Kennedy Greenway where they're also cleaning up dung with brooms and shovels.
That is disgusting, Carl, and very small-minded.
They've always said fine things about you, Carl.
No, they haven't.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
Whatever,
hey,
go ahead.
Listen to this. Weird Al Yankovic.
God.
Remember him?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, at the Orpheum Theater. You know, he's updated his act a little bit. He goofs on Lady Gaga now and Eminem. And it says, as well as old standards like Eat Me. Now, you know, when you're a traveling musician and one of your old standards is titled Eat Me, you know.
You know what my favorite song is? You know he has a song, this is true, where every word is what? You know what it is?
What?
Palindrome. Every single word.
I didn't know that.
Right.
What's a palindrome, Carl?
What's a palindrome? Come on, now I know what it is, I just can't think of it.
Exactly.
Isn't that the backwards-forwards thing,
the backward-forwards
word.
Yeah. He's Carl's from New Hampshire, give him a break.
Like Anna, that's
okay.
A palindrome.
Anna is a palindrome.
That's correct.
Marjorie, palindrome.
No, Marjorie's not.
No, it's not. I just wanted to fool Carl. What else you got, Carl?
I thought a palindrome was a medical device to help with Morton's toe, so that was all completely screwed up.
They have those too, actually. I have one of those.
Hey, this is going to be fun, the Greenway Mobile Food Fest. Dewey Square, local food trucks park on the Greenway for an urban celebration of the fall harvest.
Carl.
Which this year includes an inordinate number of nuts.
Hey, Carl. Carl.
Yes?
They canceled it.
Come on.
No, they
did.
They canceled it, Carl.
They did.
Oh, I see. So the working people actually going down for it to make money and provide jobs can't do it because there's Everest Base Camp 2.
That's right.
It's set up on the Greenway instead this year.
That's right.
So we'll have to pass on that, even though local businesses, we read yesterday in the Herald, are thrilled because there's something called protest tourism that is going really big, Carl. What else do you have that isn't canceled?
Is that a tent pole, or are you just happy to see me, Jim?
Next.
Hey, listen to this. At
what?
The Wilbur Theater,
yeah.
John Hyatt and the Combo. I love this guy. John Hyatt is possibly the most underrated performer of the last two decades.
You think so?
What's he do?
Yeah, you know John Hyatt. Come on. You've never heard of John Hyatt? He's played with Bonnie Raitt and Neville Brothers.
Oh, well, by the way, we had Aaron Neville on
yes,
a couple of years ago.
Great.
I know you love him. One of the most fun half hours we ever had in the studio. So John Hyatt and the Combo, whoever they are, we love the Wilbur Theater, by the way. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. What's next, Carl?
Yeah, he's great. Let's do this. The Boston Cares Oktoberfest.
What the hell is that?
Samuel Adams Boston Brewery. Dig out your lederhosen, it says, and come on down. You know, only the Germans would invent shorts made of leather.
Yeah.
I mean, you try to cool off when you wear shorts, right?
Yeah. There is sort of a strange look with that little thing across their chest, too. That little looks like some kind of barrier.
Yeah, what is that about? What are they trying to achieve with that?
With the little straps across their chest. I think it's kind of kinky myself.
You know, by the way, Jim Cook.
They thought they hadn't invented rubber, or they would have had thick rubber shorts. You know, you wouldn't make a ski parker out of fishnets.
No, you would not.
Jim Cook is the brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. How do you make Jim Cook angry, Carl? It's a quiz.
Sam Adams. I call it Sam or
that
Sammy
is exactly
Adams,
right. If you ever say Sam Adams, which is what everybody says, as opposed to Samuel Adams, Jim Cook bursts a blood vessel.
What's wrong with him?
He doesn't like it. It's not the name of the thing. What the hell? I mean, it's his deal. You can call it whatever he calls
it. Samuel Adams.
Thank you. Next.
Women swimming and diving, the 15th at 1 p.m. at UMass. That's self-explanatory.
That is. They swim and they dive.
Yeah. Why do we want to go to that?
Yeah, what's the point of that?
Well, it's women in bathing suits doing... jumping off a big diving board and doing somersaults.
Actually, we do would want to go to that. And you have one more thing, which actually I love these singers. Who's coming?
Yeah, the Indigo Girls. I had kind of forgotten about them. They were at the Paradise Rock Club. Whatever happened to them?
Well, first of all, there's still, you know, the best cover I've ever heard, I think. Is this hyperbolic? Probably. Midnight Train in Georgia, which is one of the greatest songs ever by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah.
Indigo Girls do a version of Midnight Train in Georgia that is as good. You ever heard it, Carl?
I love Harmony.
Of course I've heard it.
And it's good, right?
They're awesome.
They're awesome. You didn't even know they still existed.
No, I did. I just hadn't heard of them. And their very first album years ago, it was just a huge sensation. And then you didn't kind of hear about them very much. But the Paradise Rock Club, that's a great small club. To be able to see a really great band.
Now, by the way, all of these attractions, Ringling Brothers, The Circus, Weird Al Yankovic, John Hyatt at the Wilbur, Boston Cares Oktoberfest, Women Swimming and Diving, the Indigo Girls, all the websites, phone numbers, all the relevant information is the Jim and Marjorie page at 969bostontalks.com. Now, most importantly, Carl, if people don't like being near big, fat elephants who are doing you-know-what on the ground, what might they do this weekend in New Hampshire, please?
I'll be at the White Birch in Hudson, New Hampshire, Saturday night. That's the comedyonpurpose.com. This is a really nice room next to the Nanking Chinese restaurant. So come on up, have a few drinks, have an egg roll, get a great lineup of comedians, and also me.
So you opening what for, like a local alderman or what? What do you do?
You stop
it. I'm not opening anymore, Jim. I'm kind of the main attraction here.
Yeah, tell him. Ask Jim if he's ever done any stand-up. You ever done any stand-up over there, big boy?
Many a time. I just don't brag about it. Hey, Carl, we love you. Carl from New Hampshire is at the White Birch in Hudson. It's comedyonpurpose.com. Carl, great talk to you.
Saturday the 15th.
Talk to you.
Have a good weekend, you guys.
You too, Carl. Another great report. Thank you very, very much.
It was a pretty good report.
It was a terrific report.
You ever been to the circus?
Terrific reports. Yes, I have.
I have to be honest. I like the Big Apple Circus. You know why?
Me too. Small.
Because you get really close.
Yeah, small.
And it's a great kind of thing.
Going to see the circus at the Fleet Center, I'm not really that keen on you. Too far away. But Big Apple is absolutely great.
It hasn't been called the Fleet Center in about 80 years.
What's it called now?
TD Bank.
TD Bank, whatever it is.